Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Ethan.
And this is Whiskey and Wires, brought to you by Intuitive Networks, where we talk all things tech.
And all things whiskey.
All right, everybody. How are you? We are back live. Episode 7? Is that where we're at number 7.
I think so, yeah.
We're at number 7. Yeah, super juice. And actually, today, we're switching things up a little bit. Mr. Adrian is out on his honeymoon doing honeymoon things. I don't even know where.
I think he's out in Orlando right now. I think he and his now wife are doing some of the Star Wars stuff here today, making their own lightsabers and things like that. We're very excited for both of them.
No way.
Yeah, they're either doing that or heading over to New Orleans, I think, here soon was their next destination.
Well, point being, they're not here.
Right.
So they're busy. So we are actually graced with the presence of Mr. Ed here with Intuitive Networks. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Is this your first time on a podcast?
First time on the podcast.
Okay, yeah. You guys can't really see, but he's super nice. Sweaty and nervous.
Yeah, his face is a little red.
He's like, you sons of... You know what we're doing today?
What are we doing?
Exactly. Oh, man. No, so we are actually, you know, today's topic, what we're talking about, I mean, we're obviously always excited about the whiskey we're going to pair, but talking about bullfishing. I don't even know what bullfishing is.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'm going to be asking a lot of questions because I honestly want to know. So that's where your expertise comes in.
Sure.
Yeah. And today we are going to be, what are we tasting? What do we say we're going to start out with?
Well, today we're doing something a little bit different.
I like spicing it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ed here, he's a big old bourbon drinker just like the rest of us. He's actually he's a mentor to me in every sense. And that, like, he was the one who showed me about bourbon, how to drink bourbon properly.
Oh, so
I smoked my first cigar with him, everything like that. This is my OG.
A corrupter, right? Of souls.
Exactly.
I am the corrupter.
The corrupt. You just got a new nickname.
And so we knew that he would be available to do this podcast with us this week. And so we were talking. We were like, what's something just off the wall that we can do that really marks this as special? And so he brought in this Brixton Mash Destroyer.
I love the name.
Yeah,
Destroyer.
Really, it is really special.
Yeah.
And he wanted us to try something a little bit different so we could taste it more fully and more completely, since it's a little bit different. And I'm sure Ed will get into that. So what are we doing with this other whiskey?
Actually, roll with that, because I'm curious.
Oh, so we're setting up a control whiskey here. Usually it's just a lower proof, not that great whiskey. You want to get it in there, swish it around.
Yeah.
Just get the taste buds going, get the alcohol, you know, acclimated.
So I've been having bourbon for years. This is the first I've ever heard of this. To me, it's kind of like when you have a glass of wine, you want the good stuff first. You don't start out with, like, barefoot. So when you said that, I was like, wait, this seems odd to me.
Well, you're gonna be doing like this from now on.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
So you just get whatever. I mean, we've got a Maker's Mark. No, Member's Mark. I don't know what Member's Mark is.
Yeah,
it's not like the knockoff of...
It's a Costco brand.
Oh. Yeah,
I think we had it a couple episodes ago. We might have had it afterwards just as a, hey, taste this.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is not just a cheap whiskey. This is actually from Barton's 1792.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a barrel pick that they did. And so it's actually a bargain whiskey, but it's a really good whiskey.
So you just swish it around. I mean, we're not spitting or anything, are we?
No,
you actually
never
have this.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I'm looking around going, I just spit on the floor. You guys are like, gosh, son of a bitch.
No.
Okay, so swish it around. I mean.
Take a sip.
Chink. Boom. All right, here we go. This is your first Whiskey and Wires.
Just get it all in there and swish it around.
Oh, you guys are all going to be able to hear this. Did I not do it enough? It's all different.
It's how you want to do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But the point of this is to shock your taste buds.
Okay.
All that alcohol hits it. You know, from swishing it around, gets all over the mouth.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit.
Okay.
When we go to taste the next tasting, you're going to get all the notes. And you say, oh, I don't taste these notes. Everybody keeps talking about it.
What's this vanilla crap?
Yeah. You're going to get it.
Really?
You're going to pick out all the different notes.
Do I need a different cup or can I have it in there?
That's what we brought the water in for.
That's what the water's for.
Oh, to take it. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Just swirl it around, drink.
I love learning new things. I mean, and that, I think that's actually what's fun about us doing this is we get in here and we go, oh, let's try new stuff. Got it. Mmm. I taste vanilla on that.
Yeah. The good thing is that this water, right?
Yeah.
You get to hydrate between your tastings. But it also cleans your palate out.
Okay. Yeah. And well, how long, like, where'd you learn this?
I learned it from Joe.
OG.
Yeah, OG Joe. Joe and Adrian. So they were going, well, Joe's been drinking bourbon, whiskey.
Forever.
Nice rums.
Yeah.
For a long time, yeah. And so I just picked it up over the years.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then that's how you learn it. Okay, so. Well, let's get this rolling then. So we've got this Brixton Mash Destroyer. Now this is a mashup, huh? Right. It's got
rum. And bourbon.
Rum and bourbon.
And just like
which is a super super weird mix.
Well, bourbon drinkers. I mean, I don't know about all of them, but we also drink rum.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're aged in barrels. You know.
Mm-hmm. What do you taste more in that? I mean, I guess we'll be able to see it.
We're about to find out. Well,
so if I have rum, I get a potty mouth. So, I apologize in advance.
The Drew Estates, they're known for taking high-end cigars and abusing them and making them all crazy, you know.
Flavors.
So it makes sense that they did this to, you know, to rum and, you know.
There's bourbon. A bunch of mashup artists. That's what they do.
Yeah, they do. And it actually came out really good. And it's great to have with a cigar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have to have one of those. I'm heading out to the coast, so I might have to sip some of this while I'm there.
Or we could do it right after the podcast.
While you're here, we do have a humidor here in the office. For those special occasions. Mm,
special occasions.
Like Thursdays.
Recording Thursdays.
Right.
Oh, man. Okay, so prop us up. Get us going. Ed's going to get it rolling. Okay, so let's chat over bullfishing. Now, as everybody knows, all listeners, you know, we kind of pick out a industry because we want to be specific. So what the hell is bullfishing? It's not like bullfrogging or something.
So like that's noodling. That may have been a little bit of a mistake on my part setting up this episode, but
scratch it. Let's start over.
Yeah. From the top. Come on. So fishing is something that we've talked about before.
Yes.
So bullfish. Actually, bullfish ID, and then their other sort of part to it, dark web ID, is a specific company or program that this company uses that we use, that we partner with, that basically is a training tool for our clients or companies on how to avoid and overcome phishing.
Oh, yeah, so it's not a tactic or something you need to watch out for. It'd be like saying, buy Clorox wipes. It's like a brand to protect you from stains.
Right.
Wow. So everybody, the podcast is over.
You've heard it here first. That's all we need to know.
Click the link below to get your new bullfish ID.
So long and short, we can chat about it a little bit, but you know, I'm actually fairly excited to try this drink.
Okay, well, let's try it, and then we'll come back to it. Okay, so what is there a note that you... Actually, you know what? Who even knows? No. Let's go into it.
Let's go in and taste it.
And describe what it is.
Sure.
I like to smell it first. I can definitely smell rum.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Isn't this a lot smoother and softer than if you weren't... If you would have tried it the first time, you would have got all the alcohol up front.
Oh, I'm almost embarrassed to say this.
What do you think?
I taste vanilla. 100% taste vanilla.
Yeah. So, and this is a 90 proof alcohol.
Oh,
it is 45% alcohol, and it with the controlled tasting, it tastes smooth. It tastes
super smooth.
And you have all the flavors. You have all the sweetness.
Yeah.
Caramel, the vanilla, everything that you hear about whiskey and rum.
Yeah. I don't know that I've... So is it whiskey in a rum barrel or they're legit just pouring...
Legit. It says mash. So they mashed... They did the two mashes.
Okay.
And distilled it together.
Isn't that kind of like what a, you ever had campfire, some High West campfire, or like more of a campfire? Isn't that where they blend like scotch and whiskey?
This is not a blend.
Oh,
this is a mash. This is a distillate of a mash.
Yeah.
Jeez. Learning so much today.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Man. This is really, really good. Matter of fact, I don't even know that we need to talk about bull fishing or fishing. Actually, no, we do. But what? So if you've had this a lot, what do you usually cook with this?
The only thing, steak. And cigars.
Yeah. You know, I am not. So I'm a cigar guy, right? Soft cigar. I'm more pipe. Okay, I was on Inca Bright Lake the other day and sitting there, I was captaining a boat, so I had my pipe. That's my jam. I love a good pipe.
I can see it. Do you have a captain's hat?
I do.
Yeah.
I just had my buddy Austin and I just had Mike. Austin and I just had, we were at backyard chilling.
Yeah.
Smoking a pipe.
Smoking a pipe. Right? Good old tobacco. So
you
good.
You can't
so
beat
nice.
Those aromatics.
That's probably what I'm going to do tonight. Dang right. Okay, so let's talk, switching gears a little bit, over to the fishing aspect when it comes to finance.
Yeah.
Right? I got to imagine that happens a lot because of all the critical information that a CPA, bookkeeper, accountant, whatever that they have. Like, is that something that you guys see?
Yeah. So, and that's just, I mean, we talk to a lot of CPAs, we talk to a lot of bookkeepers, that sort of industry. And that's just the unfortunate truth of businesses like that today that deal with a lot of taxpayer info, that deal with a lot of that protected info, is that, you know, people know that they do. And so if there's scams to be, you can, you know, bet your ass that they're targeted with them. Sometimes even more so than like medical and things like that.
Really?
Just because of the nature of it. I mean, we've talked a little bit about phishing and the nature of the different types of information that can be gleaned from it. And there's something to be said about personal information that you're getting from a from a bookkeeper or a CPA.
Oh, yeah.
In that it is direct financial information. It can be as wide view as a social security number. It can be as narrow viewed as a bank account number.
Right.
Right. It's
or just a security code. Oh, I didn't get that credit card. All of a sudden they get fished.
Right.
And you have that 3-digit code in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, so Bullfish then is a platform.
Yeah.
That you would pay for.
So Bullfish, it makes me laugh every time that I work with it. Every time that I think of it, every time we set up a new campaign, I legitimately laugh. It's a little bit of a gleeful, evil Ethan coming out. Because it is just, it's kind of mean, but in the best way. Like, it always, when you look at it, it kind of makes you like, oh, that's rude. But like, at the same time, it's such good protection.
So how does it? So I'm online right now, and I'm going to look at it. So Bullfish, what is the what's the brand?
So what you do is you have a company. Obviously, it's a service that they pay for that they obviously want. Okay. We're not just going in like, hey, you might get some emails today. Watch out. So we set this up. We let everyone who's pertinent know. And obviously, before we send out all these emails, there's training involved. And these platforms deal with the training aspects as well. You can send out training of different types with videos, pamphlets, etc.
You guys do it as the MSP? So I'm not following on the platform part.
Right. So a good way to think about it is the platform is a partnering company that we partner with.
Mm-hmm.
And use their platform to help our clients.
Got it. Okay.
We pay them to be able to use their platform to use them as our service.
And is the Bullfish an actual platform?
Yeah. So Bullfish ID is what it's called.
Is it .com?
You might be able to find it better under Dark Web ID.
Sounds spooky.
which we can cover slightly a little bit as well.
Okay.
Obviously, the focus today being on the Bullfish.
Right.
But basically, after folks know what's going on, you basically set up these email campaigns where you have certain approved emails that are basically, they are phishing. Okay. They are emails with bad links, with attempts to collect personal information, etc., that get sent out that are built very realistically.
And you send them out to your clients?
And we send them out to our clients.
Because you're trying to phish them?
Yep, because anyone who clicks on it, we get that statistics. We let them know, hey, you just fell for a phishing scheme. These were the red flags. This is what you look like. Yeah. Better luck next time.
You're like, hey, Karen in accounting, you knucklehead. You just clicked on the link.
Which first?
I'm sure you can call Karen out, but I think we leave that out. Right.
Well, for Karen in accounting, who just tried to log into her Netflix because she got, you know, flagged and it ended up being a phishing. You know, for Karen in accounting, it sucks. It's like, well, that's rude. They're wasting my time with a bad email. But at the same time, next time she gets an email with a link in it, she's going to remember that. And then her boss is going to understand, hey, Karen, Joe, and Bill all failed. These are some things we can work on with our training, and we'll show you next month how it improves.
So from a finance organization then would hire you guys. You guys use that. You basically do like attacks, right? You phishing attack, and then you go back to the CEO, CTO, whoever hired, you know, you guys, and go, hey, here's our stats. Over the first quarter, you know, 20 employees, 10 of them, 50% of your employees are clicking links in here. Like,
right.
Bro, do you know that? That's how that works?
Yep. And they also get training campaigns.
Exactly. So,
but doesn't the employees or whatever, they see you coming in, they're like, oh, now my boss is spying on me.
I mean, I have two responses to that. Because it might be because of military background and, you know, the lack of perceived security or privacy when it came to that background. But there's two things that come to it. The first and foremost, and it is kind of the just blunt answer, is that's how it goes. When you are working as a CPA, as a bookkeeper with a company device, using company
resources
yep. and information data that is very sensitive, and you are making these mistakes, there's no excuse.
That's putting the whole organization
at risk. It is putting the whole organization at risk. And so these things that are, you know, it might be perceived as rude or intrusive or anything like that, that's, you know, it, get your own computer and do your emails on your time then.
I see. So in this remote environment, so here's a perfect scenario, I guess, as I'm thinking through this. I'm learning this myself. So you got a lot of remote employees, right? It's tax season. And that same 20-person company sends out laptops to all of their people.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, I was on my break time. I wanted to watch a little Netflix, or I wanted to, you know, go on YouTube TV to catch my team. So you send those emails out, and then you report on that.
Well,
and then they get popped.
So here's the thing. This is very different from a spying software sort of thing. This isn't a software that keeps track of what they do with their hours or anything like that.
This is
just purely something to send out bad, fraudulent emails and see who clicks on them.
I just had another sip, and it's delicious.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Bullfish...
Yeah.
They do all the campaigns. We just set it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they'll send it out?
They'll send it out. We just give them a list of email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of the employees whatever firm.
And we give them detailed information about the owner, managers, all that. And they include that in real life situation, because you're going to get these no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we send, quote unquote, traps.
Yeah.
They're going to get them in the real world anyways.
Yeah.
So... it's going to happen.
Why not train them up? What to look for?
It's going to happen.
So when you say that it sends out automatically, like, so I let's say I own Peterson Bookkeeping.
Yeah.
You then set it up because I've hired you, and I've got 20 employees. What do I see? What do the employees see? How does that work?
They get Amazon suspicious activity in your Amazon account. Please log in.
Oh, you sneaky buggers.
Yeah, just like the real ones. Whatever you see in real life, you will get. And it looks official.
Yeah, I fell for one of those for AT&T. Matter of fact, I was like, oh, yeah, my payment's been made. All of a sudden, I get this call. Like, you're 2 months or 3 months. I was like, I made my payment. They're like, that's not us. I was like, son of a...
Yeah.
So I'm probably losing all my stuff right now, my cell phone. Whoops.
Hopefully you change your numbers, card numbers and everything. Because they have that info.
Let's not talk about that now.
Okay.
Well, I will.
We'll bullfish you later.
Yeah, but
we'll do it for you.
How much does something like this cost?
So it's very different. So, and that's kind of, it's hard to talk about on a podcast like this.
Because okay. Give me a range.
Generally, depending on the size of the company, we can do it for about $10 per person within the organization.
Okay, give or take. Yeah.
Give or take. We've done significantly cheaper than that. Mm-hmm. We've done slightly more expensive than that. It honestly just depends on not only how many people are in the organization and how much we can just bend that cost to still be effective and still be able to obviously pay our bills to
right. Stuff. Right, sure.
It also depends on how aggressively we're doing it, how much manpower and energy is going into this as a service. There's folks who's like, I want, you know, especially if we have email security set up with them and stuff mm-hmm. like that, I want this to be as aggressive as possible. I want to test out our spam filtering. I want to test out everything. Just hit us every day with as much as you can.
And now, does this work with like Gmail and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We provided emails and we provide the type of phishing that we want. We can give it specifics such as people's names within the organization, things like that. Things that would be within reasonable, you know, that within reason that someone from the outside could glean about this company.
We can get it. You can get an email. So say Karen is CFO or something. She can get an email from the boss saying, I need cash. Wire it to me here. And it comes from the boss.
Yeah.
From his email address.
Oh, my gosh.
Or,
so she's going to do what the boss says.
Or more likely, she gets an email from the boss saying, hey, I have this document I need you to review with a link to a document like a e-sign.
So yep.
They click on it. That's a click. They fill out information. That's information filled out. They submit it.
And that goes. So that actually doesn't go anywhere that is dangerous. It goes into your world or whatever the application is.
And
depending on the phishing, it could be keylogger installation. It could be information gathering. It could
be. It makes me want to go back to pen and pencil and paper and just crazy.
Which is why things like this are so important, because in today's world, there are very good antivirus, there are very good anti-malware, there are very good programs. So what we see time and time again, the biggest vulnerability for a company is its people. Is its people doing things and accidentally letting things slip through the cracks themselves.
Knuckleheads.
I know.
I know.
And so giving them the training and or experience in this case that they need to avoid those mistakes is great. And if we can give them that experience without their information actually being mm-hmm. compromised, mm-hmm. even better.
So talk to me about, would I like some more? I would.
Yeah.
I would. Or do I need to finish it?
Try it now.
Cherries. That's the first thing. I always like, if I'm going to try, I'm not going to try to think about it. What sounds cool? Just come right to it. Straight. Yeah.
Whatever comes in my
mashed head. Potatoes.
One of the cool things about
it. A lot smoother.
Yeah.
A lot smoother. That's one of
I'm feeling it too. I probably should have ate more before I got here. I might have mumble mouth in a minute.
That's fine. That's one of my favorite things about doing controlled tastes and sipping it like this is that every sip you get more and more and more.
Yeah.
And then we have Angel's Envy over in the corner too.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there's
one can look at it and stare.
If we were to say, just for sake of argument, I don't know if we will today, but if we were to hop straight from this episode to the next one mm-hmm. and start taking sips of that, our palates are already ready.
They're ready to go.
We would jump right into it. Just be that blast of smoothness, of flavor. Mm. Like, it gets to the point where it doesn't, like... And I know this eventually happens anyway, right near that blackout stage where it stops tasting like alcohol.
That's famous last words. Oh, I can't taste it.
Yeah. Keep going.
It's almost the same sort of effect where you taste it and you can taste all the flavor and the expressions. Mm. It's just there's none of that burn that gets in the way.
Never.
And it's super nice. It's a very good way to sip.
So I do have a question going back to the phishing. So in that scenario, what is the advantage to me as the owner of that finance company? Like, why would I do that? Besides obvious of like protection, but is there something else?
I mean, the main. So for finance space, and this is a good note. I appreciate you bringing it up. For finance space, we've talked about it before. IRS 4557.
Ooh,
it's their.
That's a gnarly one.
Yeah, it's their guide for what you have to do to be within regulations. From a cybersecurity standpoint.
Right.
Part of that is training. Training is on that checklist for your employees. And so this Bullfish is a great way to involve that. it's, you know, you are literally sending out training for your folks, because there's the two aspects of it, the two facets. There's the traps, if you will, but there's also the emails from Bullfish ID. Hey, here's your monthly, weekly, quarterly, annual training. Today's topic is on this. Once you're done, please sign this document, which is now, you know.
So it sounds like it's very much CYA.
Yeah.
Like it's huge. Like you
100%.
You pay your $10 for a seat, you pay, you know, your MSPX to whatever, execute it, wrap right. that up into a monthly, and all of a sudden you are covered because you're not going to get popped by
right,
whatever
right.
should that happen.
Right, exactly.
So it's almost like an insurance policy on not getting screwed. Well,
and when you work at that level where you're, I mean, the CYA is such an important aspect of any CPA, yeah. honestly. A lot of what they do is the CYA, because the CPA business and stuff, it's very complicated. There's a lot of expertise that goes into that. I don't need to tell you that. There's a reason why it's there's a reason I don't do my own taxes or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
It's just, it blows my mind all the things that they just have to think about at the same time. But on top of that, there's so much on the back end as far as the correct way to submit those forms, way to organize just everything that
goes into it.
The IRS portion of it, you know.
They're making shit up.
Complex enough. Ethan, since you seem to, you're our SME when it comes to subject matter expert, when it comes to Bullfish.
Sure.
Is there any benefits to having Bullfish for, like, insurance purposes? I know a lot of these guys have to carry a lot of insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, do you go to your insurance provider and be like, hey, give me a great policy because this is what I have?
I mean, is there certification that comes with Bullfish?
Well, letters of attestation are fairly common with things like this, and I believe that we do offer letters of attestation. If not through Bullfish itself, then through some of our vulnerability assessment stuff.
Okay, so for the novices listening to this, what's the letter of attestation?
So I'm saying the word, and you might want to Google it. If I'm saying it wrong, we can just insert some, like, beeps or something like that.
Or you fact checkers can just shut it.
Yeah, you can understand that we are currently three fingers deep with this.
That is a very creepy way to say that.
You shut your mouth.
The rum's coming out.
Yeah, you shut your mouth.
Letter of I don't know.
What attestation. You can look it up to make sure I'm pronouncing it right, but it's basically a letter or a document that people sign, and it says, hey, we have done this training, we've done this security thing, we are checked off on this particular person's authority.
An attestation letter is a document that expresses the reliability of an assertion made by another party.
There you go.
The individual who writes and signs the attestation letter is certifying their firsthand knowledge with regard to the assertions or claims that are made in the letter.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I learned a lot today.
So if Bullfish ID has this training, hey everyone. Yeah. So everyone, this is a training on how to avoid public confrontation when it comes to this. If someone was to grab your laptop, this is how you deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And if they click
cock the hammer back.
if they click sign, then Bullfish ID is certifying, hey, what we gave them is good. They are telling us it's that they did their part. And so based on them saying that they did their part, we can certify these guys as being trained.
Got it. Okay. Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, just that in and of itself, if you're a business owner, I mean, just that valuable. is huge.
We've looked into several companies to be partners with us for penetration testing and things along those lines.
Pen testing from our previous.
Yeah, pen testing.
We've
looked into several potential
partners. Look at the big brains on Brad.
And that letter of attestation, or at least something official that can come back, is a very important part of what we look for in actual partners. Because there's places that can do it for much cheaper.
Yeah.
And can just get it done, say, hey, here are your vulnerabilities. But there's no guarantee to it. There's no attestation. There's nothing that they can legally put in their binder and show their insurance companies for later.
Right. And there's multiple platforms for Bullfish, like, to do this, right?
There are others who do similar things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to yank any chains. We went with Bullfish because, quite frankly, they, as far as our understanding goes, which is, you know.
And the experience,
quite smart, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Yeah, we're what doctors call brilliant around here.
Right. If not the best, they're one of the best.
Well, yeah. Luckily for you, everybody listen, in the description, we have got a free downloadable item for you. The five, we did some research, went through and did five deep dives on all of these applications, whether the good, bad, ugly, or just pros and cons. We have it for you, so click away. And you're not getting fished.
And
that seems like a contradiction to say. Click here, we have it for you.
Click. Yeah. Click the link below. It's not a trap.
Yeah, yeah. Coming from an MSP. Click it.
It's not a trap. Wink.
See how many people do that. Well, that's good. I actually am thinking of multiple people that I could tell to use this just because of some of the things that, you know, they could get their, you know, ass in a world of hurt.
And, you know, it's a service that we provide for any companies listening out there. You don't need to have us as an MSP or even a time material contract in order to have these services provided. And it doesn't even need to be a long-term thing. There are things such as this, vulnerability assessments, things that we do as services for folks that, you know, it's just for the, if nothing else, the general uplifted security of our.
Yeah. Just of what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and in this day and age, too, I mean, especially with everybody remote and all that good stuff, I mean, you want to protect yourself. Faux show.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed, what do you think of all this?
Two thumbs up.
Everybody's like, oh, he's so quiet. Many words.
Ethan is our subject matter expert on this.
Totally. And you're filling in Adrian, who always talks about whiskey.
Right. Well, and
whiskey, and I am the senior tech. I'm the tech manager here. So
you're listening, going, all right, you said the right stuff.
Yeah.
Good job, Greg.
Don't fact check me. Yeah.
And that was something that Ed and I were joking about before we ever started recording. Adrian's obviously on his honeymoon for a while, so we knew that we would have to have a guest fill in.
Mm.
And I mentioned to Ed, "Hey, you're in it now." Like, not really giving him the choice. Because, you know, that's
guess what you're doing.
And he gave me not two thumbs up, two other fingers up, and still showed up today.
Yeah, he gave him two fingers up in a kickstand.
And he did warn me that a lot of today would probably just be him saying, yep, and and sounds good, and sipping his drink.
And I've been doing that very well.
Very well. I know.
10 out of 10. My favorite guest so far.
I'm the only guest.
Only guest, yeah. Well, you know what? We're definitely going to have you back because I want to learn more about some of these the whiskeys. But thank you for coming on. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, the episode, because there's a whole lot to learn. Again, download that. We'll have that for you free. You should be getting an email about it. And stay tuned when we come back. We shall see y'all soon.